next week.
Looking out my rearview mirror, the miles behind don't disappear like they used to. When I was with you, however hard I hit the gas, the engine don't run half as fast as. To be alone, the mountain tops don't stand so high. The open road ain't quite as wide as you once seemed. When we had the same dream, the evening stars don't shine so bright.
Yeah.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Two black crows on a dead man's ditch. Digging down hard for what makes them rich. The one that's working on a shoulder bone says the time has come to fly on home. Down in the village with her child in bed, the blacksmith's wife hung down her head. So shadows pass along the ground, felt the breeze but heard no sound. Two black crows on the fatal tree and watch on the butchery. When the cold wind blows, you might see the bone man dance and bend the knee. Two black crows who think they're free. One crow you and the other crow me. The penitents crawl on bended knee at the foot of the hill. They look to see if the old tableau is being played out still. With a rattle of bones and a lingering kill, the tidy's ankles and the tidy's shins, they talked of virtue and they talked of sin. They welcomed confession and craved romance and cheered when they saw the hangman dance. Two black crows on a fatal tree, keeping watch on the butchery. When the cold wind blows, you might see the bone man dance and bend the knee. Two black crows who think they're free. It's one crow you. The other crow me. It's the other crow me. And when they hear the rooster's call, all men fear what could befall. their lives they led from day to day. Brief lives of grief and quick decay. While high above with gimlet eye, dark majesty and strangled cry, sit two black crows on the judgment seat. The crew.
Hello, I'm the Doctor. Join me for TARDIS Jukebox, Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.
Train wreck. listen to me. Do what I say.
Town. She said, what do you know? Well, that's Slim Harpo. She didn't move her head. She didn't move her hands. She didn't move her lips. She just shake her hips. Do the hip shake, baby. Do the hip shake, baby.
Yeah.
do the hip shake, baby. You do the hip shake, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby. You do the hip shake, baby. You do the hip shake, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Shake your hips, baby.
Over 111, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. thinking of leaving town. I guess I always thought I could find you hanging out, and I never really saw it until now. You're as close to me as a cold in the winter, the family feel of a Sunday, the kind of love where you don't even have to try. I was wasting time in all the wrong places, sifting through a river of faces. I was busy looking at the stars in the sky. You were so nearby. And with every empty, hollow kiss was a feeling of something that I might have missed. And now it's finally coming into view, how there's nothing I can say that you can't see through. And there's nobody that knows me like you do. You're as close to me as a cold in the winter, the family feel of a Sunday dinner, the kind of love where you don't even have to try. I was wasting time in all the wrong places, sifting through a river of faces. I was busy looking at the stars in the sky. You were so nearby.
All right.
Hello, everybody.
And welcome to your weekly installment of Blizzquake with Ben and I here.
And better than ever. I hope everyone had a nice, long, normal-sized weekend. There was some news, and we're not going to talk about it at all.
But let the song speak to itself. But anyways... This is Daniela and Ben at Blizzquake, and you're listening to 91.5
FM W
M
F
O
Tufts
Freeform
Radio.
That was so painful, but that's okay.
You're welcome. Anyway, we have some questions for the audience, Daniela. I remember you were saying something about that. What is your first question?
My first question for the audience is that, Do you have access to a phone? Because if you do, call 855-915-9636. 855-915-9636. Oh, that wasn't my question. I don't even know what question he's referring to, but that's okay.
I wanted to see what you made up. But our second question is, this is sort of a story question.
Okay.
And I want our listeners to call in. Danielle, would you please describe to me how you make a smoothie?
The what?
If you were to make a smoothie in your blender, tell me like the first five steps.
The first five steps in a smoothie blender. I mean, you bring out the blender.
Cool.
You chop up the fruit if it needs to be chopped.
Let's say you were using fruit that came from a store frozen.
Okay, leave that out for a little bit to thaw a little bit.
Maybe okay, next. I found out that my housemate Chris, a former member of Miami Blizzard, or Miami Blizzquake, sorry, and Miami Blizzard, he put the frozen fruit in a bowl and defrost them in the microwave.
Oh, no. That's in a microwave?
That is cursed. Illegal.
That's pretty bad.
Not allowed. Anyway, if you do that, please call in 855-915-8636.
No, 9636. That's okay. We're also going to play another song. Enjoy this one just really quickly. I don't know. Wait.
And without further ado.
But anyways, we're gonna let this song play through. So welcome to the beginning of our show. We're starting a little early today because of, you know, the fun stuff. Of getting home. Follow that curfew, everyone who's listening. And I also want to welcome our listeners, which are, 10 listeners. Nice.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. And we've got some good music for you tonight. So,
and some bad music.
As we always do. So hang in there, and we'll talk to you soon again.
I get up, I get down, and I'm jumping around. And the rumpus and ruckus are comfortable now. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow. So I got an apartment across from the park. Put quinoa in my fridge, still I'm not feeling great. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to go.
Here we go.
So put your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang, let's go out. Feel like I'm gonna puke, cause my taxes are due. Do my password begin with a one or a two? Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow.
Metronome.
Man, I'm up to something. Ooty-la-dee-do, thank you all for coming. I hope you like the show, cause it's on a budget. So ooty-la-dee-do, yeah, come on, here we go, yeah, come on.
Here we go.
So put your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang, let's go out. Your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang, let's go out with a bang.
Here we go.
So put your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang, let's go out.
Go.
And we are back.
Hello, everybody. I just want to talk about this miraculous day that we had today.
It was a really beautiful, miraculous
Danielle,
day.
Did you do anything nice outside? Did you take advantage?
Today, did I take advantage of the day? Weather-wise, let's see. Did I go outside? No, not. I mean, yeah, I did a lot of homework in class out on my porch, yes.
So, have you been having that thing where you're like, wow, it's such a nice day out. I should really do something outside. And then by the time you like actually get around to going outside, it's like midnight and it's dark out and cold already.
Yeah, that does happen quite a bit. It's really easy for me to stay inside my house all day because of content warning, mental health.